At this point in the presidential campaign, polls are published nearly every other day. And while it might seem impossible to make sense of all the individual ups and downs, the sheer number of polls help us identify trends. One is that Hillary Clinton polls well with African Americans, women, and Hispanics. Democrats usually do. But now, in essentially every recent poll, she also seems to be doing well with white college-educated voters. And that is unusual. NPR's Asma Khalid looks at the intersection of demographics and politics. And she joins us now from a suburb outside of Denver, Colorado. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, I think a fair number of people will be surprised to know college-educated whites would be more solidly in the Republican fold in presidential elections. But break down why that would be the case.
Yeah, Renee. I mean, in fact, when you look at all college-educated voters, you realize the idea that a Democrat could win white college-educated voters is actually unprecedented in recent history. I talked to Michelle Diggles about this. She's a self-described liberal and a senior analyst at a think tank called Third Way, and she put it this way.
In over a half century, no Democratic presidential candidate has carried white voters with a college degree.
So, Renee, let me put this in perspective. Barack Obama lost the white college-educated demographic by 14 percentage points in the last election. And Al Gore and John Kerry lost this group by similar margins, too. So this consistent polling that shows Clinton with an edge, it's really, really unusual.
And Asma, again, you're talking to us from Colorado, a state that both presidential candidates are eyeing. Is this trend important there?
It is, I would say, perhaps one of the most important trends in Colorado. And it's, in fact, the reason I came to this state. I looked at census data from the last 5 years to see what state had the largest share of white college-educated voters. And Colorado comes out on top. About 43% of white folks here have a bachelor's degree or more. I would say for a lot of these college-educated voters, Trump is a divisive figure. I talked to Lisa Camuso-Miller recently. She's a GOP strategist. And she told me Trump is just too polarizing.
The more he identifies and specifically singles out various segments of the population, I think that turns people off.
Well, Asma, if Hillary Clinton can appeal to white college-educated voters, what would that mean politically going forward?
Well, Renee, I think that is the big question. You know, are people willing to vote for Hillary Clinton as just a one-off because they so despise Donald Trump? Are they, you know, choosing a third-party candidate instead? Or will we be referring to so-called Clinton Republicans years from now, kind of like how we talk about Reagan Democrats? But, you know, one thing, Renee, I need to point out is that millennials could be changing the makeup of this white college group. They are aging into the electorate in recent years, and they seem to lean left more than their parents.
Besides Colorado, are there other states where this education divide could help us understand what's going on in those battleground states?
Totally, Renee. I mean, in fact, education levels could be the best guidance in predicting the way a state will vote in November. So let's take two states on opposite ends of the education spectrum. The first one, Virginia. It's a state where there are a large percentage of white college graduates. And Hillary Clinton seems to be leading there. It does not look as competitive as people had initially predicted. And the other state is Ohio. It's a much tighter contest politically there, and only about a quarter of white folks have a college degree. So Ohio is home to a lot of white working class voters, and that could give Donald Trump an advantage.
Asma, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
And that's NPR's Asma Khalid.